It's a KABC Friday Night Special with Golden Mike Award winner Randy. What? They gave him an award? Don't you know that's just going to encourage him?
Just stick to the script, please.
Oh, okay, sorry. Where was I? Okay. It's a Friday Night Special with McIntyre in the Morning's very own Randy Wang.
It is 8:06, Talk Radio 790 KABC, the Randy Wang Friday Night Special, so it's come to this. Just in a minute, we'll be talking to Steve Hartman, KTLA sports anchor, radio and television sportscaster with Fox Sports San Diego and the king of all sports trivia. I'm sure he'll have something to say about the Super Bowl and, of course, the Chargers and Raiders. Later on in the hour, we'll be talking with Eric, the junk food guy, a junk food expert. If you haven't tried the Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell, the taco that is made of chicken, we'll be talking about in a little bit. And, of course, next hour, my buddy, stoner buddy, Adam Ill, Getting High With host. He'll be on with us, so it's going to be a fun night. But first, I'd like to thank the city of Los Angeles for getting here tonight because I went metro. I took the red line to the expo line and got here to Culver City in an hour and 10 minutes on a Friday night. And I live in Burbank. We broadcast here out of Culver City, so that would have taken me 4 hours, maybe 5 hours on a Friday afternoon. Of course, the problem with public transportation is the public. See, when I got on the red line, there's always interesting people that you see. And there's a lot of 90% of the people are commuters and just normal people with their kids. Occasionally, there's some tourists at Universal. But you see the street performers. The second I get on the red line, a guy pulls out his speaker and starts breakdancing and using the pole on the train like a stripper pole, dancing around, and then he takes off his hat, and everyone applauds, and they give him a couple bucks. And then I'm sure he moves to the next car, and that's like his whole living. We have people making a living on the trains. So that's pretty cool. But then 2 minutes later after that, you see the... I'd say every time I get on the red line, you at least run into one homeless person. This time it was a homeless mom with a crying baby and a cardboard sign, so that pulled at the heartstrings. Of course, I never carry any cash, so nothing I can do about it. And then about 10 minutes after that, once we get to Hollywood and Vine, a guy comes on the train, and first I think he's saying, headphones, headphones here. He's actually saying incense. A guy is trying to sell incense sticks on the subway. So now the red line smells like cinnamon and farts. Finally, I get to downtown L.A., switch to the expo line, and the demographics for the red line and the expo line, totally different, because the expo line is full of hipsters going to Santa Monica to drink, and there you're seeing a bunch of people having conversations with each other, talking about, oh, the food truck festival that I went to, and actually, what was really shocking to me was I heard young people that were excited about Jerry Brown's bullet train. Like, they're going to make a train that goes all the way up to San Francisco? Boy, if that's affordable, I might try it. So obviously those people don't listen to the news. But the problem is I felt just as uncomfortable sitting around the hipsters as it did around the homeless people and the guy selling incense. But it was still fun. And overall, despite all of that craziness, and I've seen some craziness on the red line, I've seen people fighting. I once was in the train station at Universal and some kid decided it was a great idea to pour vinegar into his Coke bottle and throw it in the trash can. And when you're in a train tunnel, that explosion sounds like a gunshot. I've seen people fighting on a platform. But regardless of all that, it's still better than traffic. So this Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. It is one of my favorite holidays of the year. It should be a national holiday because it's the most American thing there is. It is a day where we celebrate watching television and eating chicken wings and pizza and drinking beer. There's nothing more American than that, to watch TV and get fat while watching. It's fantastic. And there's also a football game on. So why don't we talk to a true expert in the business? He is Steve Hartman, KTLA sports anchor, radio and television sportscaster with Fox Sports San Diego, and the self-proclaimed king of all sports trivia. Steve, good evening. How are you doing?
You know, I feel like I've shared the airways with just about every sports legend imaginable. Randy, this is our maiden debut. I am very excited about this opportunity.
I might be cheapening the term sports legend. They did give me a Golden Mike Award for my sports reports, but I don't do what you do. But, Steve, I've listened to you on Tilden on this station for a long time, and I used to listen to you when you were here in L.A. on middays with Vic the Brick feeling you, Hartman. And I'm a big fan, and it's great to have you here. So there's a football game this Sunday.
You know, Randy, it's unbelievable. All week long and during the week, I'm doing my show down at Fox Sports Radio in San Diego. There's been some things going on in San Diego that haven't been so kosher recently related to the NFL.
Yeah, I think you lost
the
team.
We had the story that the Raider deal was falling apart in Vegas, and maybe the Raiders are going to come to San Diego. I almost lost sight of the fact that we actually do have a game coming up on Sunday, and that's the problem with the Super Bowl. Everything surrounding the Super Bowl seems to be a bigger story than the game itself. I think it's going to be a great game.
We've got the best offense in the league with Atlanta and the best defense with the Pats. It's going to be fantastic. I'm excited, and, you know, there's a lot of stories going on. I couldn't believe that a few weeks ago I got to do the story that before the season started, there were more people betting the Browns would be at the Super Bowl than the Atlanta Falcons. But their division completely fell apart, and now look at them where they are, finally back at another chance at a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, on the other side, Tom Brady's going for 5 and a huge FU to Roger Goodell, so there's that to root for as well.
Well, I mean, think about it, Randy. When you talk about the Falcons, so they were sitting there at 7-5, and most people thought, hey, it's Atlanta. You know, they'll stumble down the stretch much as they did a year ago. But Dan Quinn, their coach, of course, former defense coordinator with the Seahawks, tightened up a defense that was non-existent for most of the year. And then, of course, you got this incredible offense led by a guy that should be the league MVP this year, and that's Matt Ryan. And then you got Julio Jones. The guy's a beast. I mean,
he's incredible.
Julio Jones. I mean, what's your strategy? He's too fast, too big, too strong, too everything. He seemingly is unstoppable. So as long as Atlanta doesn't self-destruct, they got a heck of a chance of winning this game on Sunday.
Now, are you worried all about Julio Jones's toe? I know that was listed, but they still didn't list him as questionable, and he was practicing fine, and I'm sure he's going to be fantastic. Meanwhile, the Patriots have, what, 7 people that are listed as questionable, plus there's no Gronk because he's too busy doing Super Bowl commercials?
Yeah, well, you know, that's 2 stories there. First of all, Belichick loves to put people on the questionable list. In fact, if you go back over the last 15 years, the Patriots going into each week have double the amount of players listed as questionable than any other team in the NFL. It's a weekly ploy by Belichick to keep the opponents guessing on who's healthy and who's not. But as far as Gronkowski is concerned, Randy, let me tell you something. The message has been delivered to Gronk. They're not happy with Gronk in New England right now because all that off-the-field stuff is getting in the way of his rehab, and he's been missing a lot of games. And what Belichick is basically telling Gronk is, do you know how we operate around here? If we find out we really don't need you to get to where we want to be, which is the Super Bowl, we'll get rid of you. So you better get your act together. So Gronk is on notice right now with New England. Look where we are. Look where you're standing. And think about your future as a Patriot.
And I don't think it helped him any doing that interview where he talked about his upcoming movie career. We are talking to Steve Hartman, KTLA sports anchor, radio and television sportscast with Fox Sports San Diego, the king of all sports trivia. This is the Randy Wang Friday Night Special on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Now, Steve, do you like to watch the Super Bowl at a house party or at a bar?
Well, I usually like to pay where someone's paying me to watch it. That's usually my favorite place for the Super Bowl. I covered 23 Super Bowl weeks. I did not go to Houston by choice this year. I'm sick and tired of Radio Row. I go all the way back, you know, to the early 90s covering Super Bowl weeks when there wasn't even a Radio Row. Those were actually the good old days. But, no, I always prefer to watch the game and be paid. Although Sunday night I'll be watching the game while I'll be actually working at KTLA. It's our 6 o'clock sports on Sunday night of the Super Bowl when we know that absolutely nobody are watching us. I mean, not one individual be watching. I could do it naked and no one will even know.
Well, later in the show, we'll talk about how that's actually good for you. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I will be watching it at half of it at a sports bar, then half of it at my friend's house because there's certain things that you can't do at a sports bar. And Super Bowl weekend is the weekend of excess where you eat everything, drink everything, smoke, snort, and supposit everything you want. I don't judge.
Now, do you do the prop bets? I mean, prop bets are sort of part of the whole dynamic of the Super Bowl. You know, so many people, they'll bet on Super Bowl. They don't even know what the NFL stands for. One of the prop bets is the over-under on how long the anthem will be, which I always think has got to be the most rigged thing ever, right? The overruns are 1:58. That's what it is, 1:58.
All you got to say is you put in their headphones.
The overrunner on the national anthem.
Just put it in their headphones. Hey, can you go 2 minutes this time?
Yeah, just hold that one note. Just hold that one note a little longer. We're going to go over.
And I'm sure there's going to be.
I can't believe that's a prop bet.
And I'm sure there's prop bets on how many times Lady Gaga is going to say the word Trump and how many songs she's going to do.
Well, how about this? Let me give you. I'll tell you one of the prop bets. So here's a prop bet. 8-1 odds. 8-1 odds. All right. that neither Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, or a Fox sideline reporter says Deflategate during the game. All right, 8-1 odds. So they're expecting, obviously, it will happen. But what do you think? Would you lay down money on 8-1 that from opening kickoff to the end of the game, they will never utter Deflategate on the Fox broadcast?
Unless Roger Goodell's making them not say it, they're going to say it. They're going to talk about that. They're going to talk about Spygate, because you can't not talk about the Patriots without talking about the cheating allegations.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, the whole dynamic of Tom Brady, you know, I've been harping, I hate New England. I mean, just, I'm rooting so hard for Atlanta.
Just like the rest of the country.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to concede the fact that, look, is there any argument any longer about Tom Brady being the greatest of all time? Seriously, I mean, I know there's the old Joe Montana Super Bowls. Come on. This is.
We losing him?
And that's. And he cheats. I mean, he's got the supermodel wife, everything else. There's everything you hate about this guy. But to somehow belittle his place as the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, it's a tough argument these days.
No, he is one of the best. He is the best. I mean, the guy could have 5 Super Bowl rings. No one's ever done that before. So he's great. But yes, we're all super jealous of him and his hot wife and his perfect life. And there's also, of course, the fact that he could have deflated footballs. Belichick could have been spying on other teams. You know, I read a great article in the San Diego Union Tribune recently, because obviously you guys in San Diego are very upset about the Chargers. And he blamed the Chargers leaving on losing to the Patriots in 2008 at the AFC game.
Well, I think the more painful loss was the year before when, of course, Marlon McCree seemingly had the game-ending interception. He got stripped away by Troy and then they fired Marty Schottenheimer after a 14-2 season. That was the game that really crushed the Chargers, because that was the year they should have gone on and won the Super Bowl. They were 14-2, home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They would have played the Bears in the Super Bowl. They would have killed the Bears. That was their year. The next year, of course, you know, LT was hurting. It was the undefeated Patriot team. You got Phillip Rivers with a torn ACL hobbling out there. But, yeah, I mean, look, the whole dynamic, I could go all night, and no one's going to be bored about the San Diego. Let's put it this way. The Chargers are your trouble right now, LA. LA's going to be stuck with a sad sack team by an imbecile by the name of Dean Spanos, one of those guys that was born on third base and thought he hit a triple. Classic example. You'll love this. Like, he'll be at training camp, and I mean, it's not like he's 100 years old, yet he'll roll around the field in a golf cart. You know, one of those douchey type guys. That is Dean Spanos. Dean the douche. That's him. So, love it, L.A.
I think I can tell in your voice you're a little upset about this Chargers move. We are talking to Steve Hartman, KTLA sports anchor, and he does sports radio and Fox Sports San Diego, the king of all sports trivia. So how do you feel about losing your team to a city that didn't want them?
Well, exactly the point. Honestly, I'm relieved. First of all, when I came back to San Diego in the summer of 2014, when they asked me, would you come back to San Diego, love you, how to do the Fox Sports show, I said, I love San Diego. So I've been basically doing nonstop Charger talk for 2.5 years on my radio show. Nonstop. Yeah, every week, every day. So when they actually left, man, it was like a breath of fresh air. Get rid of these people. I don't have to say some bogus kind words about an organization I can't stand. And I can't stand them, not because of the players. I love Phillip Rivers. I like the guys in this team. But Douchey Dean is a guy that is so unlikable, such a lying sack of you-know-what, that it's impossible to root for an organization in which he is the face of that organization. So LA's going to find out all they need to know about old Dean Spanos real quickly, and his two sons that are the ones that are actually running this football team. It's a joke. They're a joke of an organization. They're spiraling the drain right now. And unfortunately, Phillip Rivers ain't getting any younger, coming off his worst statistical year in 10 years. So it's going to be a bad team going into L.A., and it's only going to get worse.
But they'll still look better than the Rams.
I'm not so sure about that. Again, it's all contingent on Phillip Rivers. Phillip is beginning to remind me of what Peyton Manning was at the end of 2014, when it seemed like Manning would just go on forever. And all of a sudden, it seemed like his game was slipping, and then the next year just went off the cliff. That's about where Phillip Rivers is right now.
We are talking to Steve Hartman, KTLA sports anchor, radio and television sportscaster with Fox News San Diego, Fox Sports San Diego, and the king of all sports trivia. And, Steve, I know it is tough, and I I am not that into the Chargers, but I have seen the Rams play many, many times this year, unfortunately, especially when they got their butts kicked by Atlanta. That was what made me think they can win. That offense is completely relentless because the only thing the Rams had was defense, and it was completely demolished in that game. But if the Chargers can win more games than the Rams, I think people will go see them because the Rams are unwatchable.
Well, I mean, they will. I mean, last year the Rams won 4 and the Chargers won 5. I don't know if 5-11 is going to titillate Los Angeles. My guess, it's not. Again, it's an organization that's cheap. They're not going to spend any money. This was a cash grab all the way by Dean Spanos. Nothing more. He's not going to put any money into his team, just like Kroenke doesn't put any money into his team.
Well,
I'm laughing at all these Ram fans that are like, oh, it's so great to have the Rams back in L.A. I go, have you noticed the fact that they had 4 winning seasons in the previous 26 years, and they have the longest current streak of losing seasons? Loser organizations always start at the top, and Stan Kroenke and Dean Spanos are losers as far as football owners. They cash their checks, they put money in the bank, but they're never going to put anything into their football teams, and so these teams will be perpetual losers.
Well, I agree with you, and billionaires will always stay billionaires because they don't spend any of their own money. You know, I mean, look what's going on with the Raiders.
Some owners actually want to win. You see, that was the beauty of Jerry Buss in L.A. Jerry Buss, he wasn't a billionaire, but he had a lot of money, and he spent it on his team. That's why Buss was always a very underrated owner because of his Hugh Hefner-type lifestyle. People didn't take him seriously. But the bottom line is he knew what to take to win. And look at how that Laker team has collapsed since his passing. I mean, it's just it is unwatchable. So there are certain owners that actually have pride, that they want to win. They want to be on the top. And unfortunately, for Ram fans, Kroenke is not that guy. And the same thing for the Chargers and Dean Spanos.
Well, it doesn't matter how well the team does. Just by being in L.A., they're tripling their value. I mean, the Rams are the most valuable team in the league, and they're awful.
Well, they're again, but this tells you about the NFL. Look, there's no limit to the NFL's greed. They don't care about the fans. They're all about, I mean, let's talk about Roger Goodell. I mean, here's a guy, you know, he feigns, you know, oh, it's really tough. I mean, we hate when we have to abandon great cities like St. Louis and San Diego. Bottom line is $1.3 billion in relocation money from the Rams and the Chargers put directly into the pockets of the NFL owners. And then, you know what Goodell gets out of it now that they don't have to publicly disclose his bonus money? I've been told that he's going to get a check for $80 million for engineering these relocations to city of L.A. Two loser teams in the number 2 market, $1.3 billion split by the owners, and Goodell walks away with a cool $80 million bonus. Not bad.
You know, I read the saddest story about San Diego and Qualcomm. You know, they just terminated their lease. They had to pay City of San Diego $12 million. And San Diego still owes $38 million on the renovations to Qualcomm in 1992. Steve Hartman.
Yeah, and the Chargers were playing rent-free. That was because of that imbecile Susan Golding, who was the mayor of San Diego in the mid-90s, that cut a deal where the city would pay for any unsold tickets for the Chargers. It was the worst deal ever cut in the history of mankind by this imbecile named Susan Golding, who was the mayor of San Diego, complete idiot. And she cut a deal which basically allowed the Chargers for the last 20 years to not pay a dime in rent for the stadium, while the city was on the hook of about $15 million a year to constantly keep that crumbling stadium upright. I mean, the politics of San Diego, as bad a person as Dean Spanos, and there's none worse. The political scene in San Diego is even more of a debacle. I mean, it's just one mistake made after another, and that's part of the reason why the Chargers, after 56 years, are no longer in San Diego.
You can follow Steve on Twitter at Cannon Hartman. That's C-A-N-N-O-N Hartman. Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show. Happy Super Bowl weekend.
Anytime, Randy.
All right, thanks so much. This is the Friday Night Special, so it's come to this. Randy Wang doing 8 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, NAFTA could be affecting my beer supply. It's 829 Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's the Randy Wang Friday Night Special. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-222-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. I'd love to talk to you. After the news, we'll be talking to Eric the Junk Food Guy about the Taco Bell Naked Chicken Chalupa. It's a taco made of chicken. Just wait till you hear about that. And next hour, we'll be talking to my friend Adam Ill, host of the Getting High With podcast and the best expert there is on weed, because that's what he does. So, you know, when Trump was running for president, and even now, you always hear all this conversation about we got to renegotiate NAFTA. NAFTA's a bad deal. And I totally understand that, you know, manufacturing jobs have left this country and a lot of auto parts are manufactured out there. But I started reading a few things that are involved with NAFTA, like Mexico's agriculture exports. And you know what's the number one thing Mexico exports to this country? Beer. So I understand that we got to renegotiate NAFTA, but if it messes with my Coronas or Modelos or Tecates or my limes, because we've depended on Mexico a few times for that when we've had shortages, we might have a problem. All right, it's Talk Radio 790 KABC. Let's do the news with John Wolf. 790 KABC. It's the Randy Wang Friday Night Special. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. So happy to be here right here on the legendary Talk Radio 790 KABC. Coming up later in the hour, why being naked is good for you and how did Johnny Depp blow $75 million. It's fairly exciting. But I'd love to talk to you. 800-222-5222. 1-800-222-KABC. Especially if you have tried Taco Bell's newest invention, the Naked Chicken Chalupa. A taco made out of chicken. And specifically what I'd like to know is if you had the same experience I did where it made you feel wrong inside because it's a chicken shaped like a taco. To talk to us about this right now, we have the expert on junk food. It's Eric the Junk Food Guy at junkfoodguy.com. How's it going, Eric?
Hi, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
Eric is always on our show, McIntyre in the Morning, 5 to 10, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Have you experienced the Naked Chicken Chalupa yet?
Of course. I'm an American, aren't I? I mean, if you haven't had this yet, you're really missing out. You said it made you feel wrong inside?
See, there's two. I have felt wrong inside about the amount of fast food many times. Like, I've been to Taco Bell and got a whole grande meal just for me, and that made me feel awful. But there are two fast food items that made me feel just a little wrong, and one was the Double Down, the KFC chicken sandwich where the chicken was chicken, and then now the Chicken Chalupa, where instead of a taco shell, it's a fried chicken patty shaped like a taco.
Yeah, I remember when I had the Double Down years ago, and that definitely made me feel wrong, not only emotionally, but because it was like 1,000 milligrams of salt at once. But yeah, this Naked Chicken Chalupa is actually pretty good, I think. I mean, it is kind of eerie to have a taco shell shaped out of a piece of chicken, and it's really thin and crispy. But I think they really did it right. I was quite surprised that Taco Bell was able to get in on that chicken game so well.
I'm not arguing that it doesn't taste good, because I had one, and, you know, I did enjoy it. It tastes fantastic. It's just the idea of it's hard for me to get past because, you know, although a chicken patty on a chicken sandwich isn't natural either, I'm used to that. I understand that. It's something about the mechanically shaping of the chicken into that shape. It just bothers me, and I felt like a pig eating it.
Think of how many doors this opens up in the future, right? Now Taco Bell can have chicken taco shells stuffed with Doritos.
You know, that's coming.
A whole world of options.
Yeah, it's always with Taco Bell is where are they going to go from here? And they outdo themselves every single year. But you know what? We keep falling for it. Anytime any fast food place has a brand new item, you know you got to go out and try it the second it comes out. We all get fooled by that limited time only. Now,
of course.
At where you are, have they started doing the three different kinds of Big Macs at McDonald's?
Oh, they have. The Big Mac, the Grand Mac, and the other. Yeah, that's definitely out already here. That I have not tried yet myself, but I've seen lots of pictures on social media of people trying it out and then seeing the differences. And I think generally it's getting a pretty good reception. But it is just a larger quantity of burger. But it's been a while since they've done something with the Big Mac, so this is pretty exciting.
You know, I remember 10 years ago, they did this exact thing. They had the Mac Jr., and then they had the Double Mac. This time, it's the Grand Mac. And I had it. It's like $1.50 more, and it's a little bigger of a patty. The Mac Jr., which is great, it's just one patty, no extra bun, and then you get the special sauce, the sesame seed bun. But it's $2.79 for a little tiny burger. Can I give you a fast food tip? This is my ultimate fast food hack when it comes to McDonald's.
Yeah.
If you want the cheapest Big Mac possible, you know how they do that 2 for $2.50 where you can get two McDoubles for $2.50, which is less than It's less than the price of the Big Mac Junior, of the Mac Junior. All you got to do is say, hey, can I take your order? Yes, I would like a McDouble with no ketchup, no mustard, sub Mac sauce. And they won't charge you extra, and they put the Big Mac sauce on the double burger, and you know what? Tastes just like a Big Mac for a dollar.
You're all about the customization. I like it. The customer's always right in that situation.
Well, I'm also about being cheap. I mean, Big Macs are up to $5.
I know. It's crazy.
Eric, the junk food guy, resident junk food expert. You can check him out at junkfoodguy.com. Eric, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
It is 842, Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Randy Wang Friday Night Special. Coming up at the next hour, we'll have a real-life weed celebrity in studio. What does weed celebrity mean? That means this is a man who makes his entire living being high all the time. It's going to be awesome. Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be 847, Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's the Randy Wang Friday Night Special. I'll be here till 10 o'clock, 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-KABC. Next hour, I'd love to know, have you ever thought about swapping out your smartphone for a dumb phone? That's right. People are getting so sick of social media that they're thinking of going back to the Nokia with the little ringtone, and it would play Snake, and that's all. Maybe our lives were easier back then. It's the KABC Big Game Guessing Game. The big game is this Sunday. You may be wondering who's going to win the coin toss, how many times Lady Gaga is going to change her costume, who the MVP will thank first, like Budweiser. Think you can pick them? Then hit up KABC.com now and play the KABC Big Game Guessing Game. Dive in, track your answers on Sunday. If you go 100%, you could win a $100 gift card from the Doghouse. Oh, I love the Doghouse. Gourmet dogs, sausages, burgers, and tots, and they put everything on King's Hawaiian. The KABC Big Game Guessing Game. Play right now at KABC.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, Adam Ill will be here, a real-life weed celebrity. He hosts the Getting High With show, so you guess what that's about. But first, we got to talk about Johnny Depp. Huge fan of Johnny Depp my whole life. Captain Jack Sparrow. Do you know he has spent $75 million on crap? He is suing his business managers because they mismanaged $40 million. But what he's really upset about is that he has such a lavish lifestyle. And, of course, he's making tons of money, but he doesn't know how to save any of it. So Johnny Depp owns 200 art paintings from, like, Andy Warhol, 70 guitars, 45 luxury vehicles. He has spent $75 million on 14 different homes, including multiple houses in Hollywood, a penthouse in downtown L.A., a farm in Kentucky. And this is not fake news. I am not making this up. Johnny Depp owns a chain of Caribbean islands. Captain Jack Sparrow owns Pirates Island. So he also likes to spend about $30,000 a month on wine. Not going to judge him for that. I mean, it's probably good wine. But it scares me that this is a cautionary tale for a lot of people, a lot of big dreamers that want to someday be as successful as Johnny Depp. And if you don't learn how to start saving money when you're broke, you're never going to be able to save money when you're rich. I can't save money at all. Over the last 10 years, I've had 10 different varying levels of income, and no matter how much money I'm making, I seem to waste every cent of it. And earlier last year, me and my girlfriend went through my budget. Turns out I'm spending it all on food. So I've got to learn to save my money, or one day I'm going to be just like Johnny Depp. I mean, hopefully I'll be making that much money, but he's got to learn how to save. Because unfortunately for Johnny Depp, they're not going to keep making Pirates movies till you die. At some point, they're going to end that franchise. When we come back, we will be talking about a fascinating new study that says being naked is good for you. And later next hour, we'll also be talking about the Pornhub Year in Review, your porn watching habits, and how crazy it is. This is the Randy Wang Friday Night Experience right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
Could you get
853 Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's the Randy Wang Friday Night Special here from 8 to 10. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you'd like to join us, 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Lots of stuff coming up next hour, including a guest appearance by my friend, host of the Getting High With show, Adam Ill, a real-life weed celebrity. We'll also be talking to Ashley Escada, CNET senior editor. Have you ever thought about getting rid of your smartphone, downgrading to a dumb phone, and not having to deal with Facebook political rants all the time? We'll be talking about that. And, of course, an athlete with the greatest name of all time. We'll definitely get into that. Plus, there is a new dating app specifically for people that hate things. It's called Hater, and you choose who you want to match up with based on the fact that you both hate that TV show, or you both hate Trump, or you both hate everybody that hates Trump. Either way, check that out. We'll be doing that next hour. But first, fascinating study out of the Journal of Happiness. Great sports section, by the way. Do you know that people who spend a lot more time naked are happier than you? That's right. So-called naturists, people that like to be naked, people that go to nudist colonies, or people that just like to be nude around other people, they're happier. And do you know what makes them happier? It's the fact that when you're naked and you're around other people that are naked, you notice their imperfections, and it maybe doesn't make you feel so bad about your own imperfections. That's right. It raises your self-esteem to be in a room full of naked people. Can't believe this is a real thing. But it makes sense. I mean, I know a few people that are swingers. I know a few people that are nudists. And you know what? They have a lot of fun with it. It's got to be exciting. Of course, I'm never going to be able to convince anybody to go to some of these places with me. But you also, you know, when you go get a massage, you're naked in that room. You feel comfortable with that. So, you know, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling blue, just take off your pants and everything will be better. Speaking of taking off your pants, we will be talking about the Pornhub Year in Review next hour. This country views 91,980,225,000 porn videos a year. That's right. 99 gigabits per second, 6 terabytes per minute. We'll be getting into that. And of course, at the top of the hour, we will be talking marijuana. It's legal here in California. I've got the best expert in the business. There's talk about the pros, the cons. And believe it or not, there are cons. And I'm a very pro-weed person. Very glad I don't have to lie about my glaucoma anymore. But the problem with so much legal weed, and even though it's just become recreationally legal, who are we kidding? People have been smoking it recreationally for years and years and years. We were the OG state that came out with Prop 215 medical marijuana. So I've got glaucoma. Can you tell? The problem is, you're getting people nowadays that are stoned at work. And if you can handle yourself, if you can work your business, that's great. But if you're the guy taking my order at Del Taco, we've got a problem. We'll get into that. And of course, like we were talking about, getting rid of your smartphone. You know, over the last, I'd say, year, especially because of the election, Facebook has gotten intolerable to be on. And I try to fight it as much as I can because I'm on it constantly. I'm checking it right now. And where it used to be a place where you'd share your statuses, talk about your friends, show your pictures, now it's everything angry about this. The big protest that happened in Berkeley, you've got to see 8,000 posts from all your friends on both sides of the issues. And if you comment on them, half your friends will unfollow you, the rest will delete you, or they'll call you an a-hole. I try to counter that by sharing as many puppy videos, cat videos, and food videos as the whole other porn. People are addicted to the food porn that's on Facebook, those tasty videos. All the things that you could cook, all the gluttonous, incredible. I don't know what happened, but some people share all these videos and it's how to make like kale linguine. For me, it's deep fried bacon rolled in onion rings. I'd love me some of that. But it does cause the question, would our lives be easier if we went back to the phones we had 12 years ago where all they could do is text and talk? Now, I don't want to go back to where if I text somebody, it's the 111-222-333 because I am a millennial. And I do most of my communication via texting. There are two people that I call on the phone. One is my mother and one is my girlfriend. Other than that, I will not answer the phone for you. Okay, maybe if the boss calls. Or if you call 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-KABC. It's the Randy Wang Friday Night Special. As the liners keep mentioning, I did get a golden mic last week for my sports reports. I do that on McIntyre in the morning, weekdays 5 to 10. Talk Radio 790 KABC. On the same night, the honored Al Michaels, the legendary miracle sportscaster, they gave this guy a golden mic for my sports reports. So he got to sit in the same room while they played a tape of me talking about how the Lakers suck. So it was a fairly surreal moment. And they don't let you go up and speak unless you're like getting a lifetime achievement award like he did. But I do have plenty of people to thank, mostly my buddy Dino for getting me a job here and everybody that supports me here at KABC. We have such a fantastic lineup. If this is your first time listening to KABC, so we have people from the Facebook, you've got to check out McIntyre in the Morning, Peter Tilden at 10, Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike Midday Live. I love that show. I listen every day. And The Drive Home with Jillian and John. Not only do I work here, but I am a huge KABC fan. And I listen, I'd say, 10 hours a day. Because you can listen to the radio while you're doing anything. While I'm playing my video games, sometimes while I'm watching my porn, or while I'm doing research or anything else. But I love this station, and I'm glad that you are here with us. It's very exciting to be here on the Friday Night Special, Talk Radio 790 KABC. And in just a little bit, Adam Ill will be here at Getting High With if you want to follow him on Instagram. This guy makes his whole living posting Instagram videos of taking bong rips. He's already stinking up the studio with how much he smoked in the parking lot just an hour ago. So I wouldn't be surprised if our board op staff is a little stoned right now with a little contact high. But hey, it's legal now. What are you going to do about it? I mean, you've got dispensaries that are even selling it. All right, we will be back after the news break. This is the Randy Wang Special right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If you'd like to join us, 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Hell, we're going to be talking weed. It's Friday night. Want to do a bong hit on the air?